This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, not to forget about our 911 dispatchers and the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are right now keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, you got the FedEx, as well as the U.S. mail drivers delivering packages and mail to their warehouses, and then, of course, they go straight to the warehouse after that, and our bulk mail center haulers, too. So I want to say thanks to all of them for the job they're doing. Now, the suicide jockeys and the gas haulers and the people hauling jet fuel, got to say hello to them. They are the framework of what goes on across America, just like everybody else. America runs on their gasoline products. Don't forget that one either. Now, we also want to remind everybody that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also find us on Parler. You can also find us on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're also on Truth Social, which is the Trump website. And we're also over on Twitter. We're also over on Instagram as Captains America. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captains America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, and let's jump on over here. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, and Mr. Kyle, how about saying the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And let's not forget that we emphasize the two words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, we had a forensic computer expert who has been studying data from voting machines all across the country, in particular the blue states, and he says it's clear to him that the election data that he has examined has been manipulated, rendering those results not worthy of being trusted.
This is really, really big-time stuff, Captain, because recall back to the election in 2020. It wasn't just that, well, you know, there might have been some fraud, but it certainly wasn't enough to throw the election. There was no fraud. That's what the prevailing line was, that everybody had to sort of fall in line with, and you couldn't even ask the question. And if you did, you were somehow attacking our democracy, you're unpatriotic or un-American or just some kind of Trumper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as we talked about even back then, Captain, as time went by, we knew that more and more of this kind of information would make its way out.
Now, as a result, they know what to look for the next time before it even happens.
Sure, sure. And I think the person who's looked at this data said he'd looked at about 30 counties across the country. There are over 3,000 counties, by the way, he says. Basically he's finding that there's a lot of evidence that these machines were, in fact, manipulated. Now, of course, he can present this data. But see, here's the problem. Even if you have data back then, and perhaps to some degree even now, it has to be able to be evaluated fairly. It has to be given a chance. Because, Captain, if these things were manipulated, the American people have every right to know, and they have every right to be outraged. If they weren't manipulated, fine. But if there's evidence, we got to run it down. That's what we do in this country.
It's my understanding that he found the majority of this, if not all of it, in the blue states.
I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. And, it just goes to show that, you know, the system under which we vote for our leaders and so forth, you know, that's, if you start monkeying with that, well, then everything else is, anything else goes at that point. It becomes chaos. And I think people would probably agree, Captain, that we're seeing a lot of chaos right now as a result of Joe Biden coming into office.
You think?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, because it's being reflected in the polls as well, are you on the right track or the wrong track? Well, vast majority of the American people think we're on the wrong track.
Wait till they see this story.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll definitely...
Well, exactly, yeah, because it's going to start bringing things back into focus, and people will say, huh, really? Oh, they hid this, or they didn't let us talk about it? That's also an incredibly important point. You weren't allowed to even talk about it, or you're going to get canceled.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break, but President Joe Biden said Tuesday that it's just not rational to send illegal immigrants back to the southern border or back to the country they came from. We'll get into that and we'll explain why that's a bunch of nonsense. So you hang on there, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and thanks for tuning in. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Of course, that's Mike Lindell's company. You can go over to my link that's on my page, the MyPillow.com logo that's right there, and or you can go to MyPillow.com directly, and when you get in there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And order directly right there. Get the discount prices. You got to use the promo code, though, Captain, or you won't get them. And don't forget that they've got all kinds of things on sale. You're going to see them when you get there. And, of course, you always get the new the book that Mike Lindell wrote for free with any purchase that's there. MyPillow.com. Radio Listener Specials page, and give it a shot. Promo code CAPTAIN. You'll be very surprised at what you see, and they got a whole bunch of new stuff there now, too. So, there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yep, I'm here. Okay. Let's go back to where I was at, and then we'll go to the caller, because the caller might want to chime in on this one here, too. I know who it is. Now, on Wednesday, New York's attorney general sued Donald Trump civilly and three of his children and two company executives, accusing all of them of overstating property values to help the former president enrich himself and take advantage of loans and this and all that stuff. Now, it was in a civil lawsuit. And Attorney General Letitia James alleges that Trump and his employees inflated the value of assets for years to receive tax breaks and favorable loan and insurance rates, which they're now going after them to recover $250 million worth of money that he got from the state of New York on those special programs that they had.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting, number one, Captain, because of the nature of it. Now they're going to try to prove that Donald Trump defrauded everybody and inflated the assets and all these kinds of things. And you know what we're going to hear? Well, we're already hearing it, right? The walls are closing in. I saw one headline that says, Trump is done. You know, here we go again. It's the same thing. But Letitia James, honestly, Captain, I mean, don't you think that they would be going after Trump criminally for things if they thought they had any kind of real case?
They wanted to. You're right. They really wanted to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty sure that as if this goes to trial, basically, I think it's going to be we're going to learn a lot about property valuations and tax structure and this kind of stuff. And it's going to be, I think, very difficult for them to show that somehow this was all being, the wool was just being pulled over the IRS's eyes or stuff like that. I don't find that to be really credible.
All right, you're going to go to the telephone lines. We've got Bad Gab and Bob on the line here. Okay there, Mr. Bad Gab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as the voting machines, the software that they apparently found some manipulations on, even though they can't reverse the election, why can't they go after the people that did this? And this would bring this to the head in the country as far as people's consciousness, which would be a good thing before the midterm.
You mean election. Why can't they charge them criminally?
Yes, all right. Yeah, exactly. People try have an investigation, try and find out who did it, how they did it, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll answer that for you. Actually, Kyle, they can go after them criminally or civilly, for that matter. Again, that's a suit that could be a civil suit because they messed around with the voting machines in the blue states. And again, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, election manipulation, election fraud, all these things, of course, I'm sure they could prosecute for. It would be minor, Dan, and and if possible, they should go after anybody who would do such a thing. But it will certainly be mired in the politics of it all that somehow, remember, because this is why when the narrative gets established, there was no fraud, and anybody who says so is just attacking our democracy because they don't want to recognize the legitimate election, all this kind of stuff that they say. It's all a bunch of theater on their part to shut you up. So you just don't ask a question. As I said before, if there's no fraud, if they weren't manipulated, fine. But if there's credible evidence to run that down, if we don't do that, it's a disservice to the American people.
Well, as we talked about just a little while ago, a forensic computer expert claims to have the information, and he's the one that brought this to bear to begin with. This is a credible person. I'm not mentioning his name for his own safety, but the government knows who it is.
Well, that's right. Exactly right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a guy that they would go after him and they would try to eliminate him.
Well, because, again, it goes against the narrative. And it used to be, and this is what we would teach kids in school, and that is you have to go where the facts lead you. You know, I mean, we all remember, just the facts, ma'am, right, on Dragnet. You have, this idea that you would start investigating something and it would lead you somewhere. But now we start off with the opposite. No, this never happened, even though there's evidence that it might have happened.
Now, did you hear that the British Defense Intelligence Service has said in their latest assessment that they believe Russia's Black Sea Fleet, their submarine fleet, had moved their submarines from their home port in the annexed Crimean Peninsula to somewhere at sea in Russia, in the southeastern Black Sea, if you will. Did you hear all that?
I've heard something about that. Yes, that's right. And relocating the submarines and so forth as well.
And they discovered some messages, and that's when they realized the submarines were not where they were supposed to be. They were much further away, wherever the away was.
Exactly. So perhaps they're a little bit concerned, one would think, about the capabilities of the Ukrainian forces.
Well, the Ukrainian forces are the ones that chased them out.
That's right. So they don't want to. They want to get out of Dodge, as it were. But it's all part of this larger scope that the Russian army and the Russian military is evidently no match for the Ukrainian forces. And I'm not trying to oversimplify it, because it's an uphill battle and people are dying. It's a terrible, horrible thing. But I think what it's showing, though, is that for so many years, we've been sitting there thinking, uh-oh, what happens if Russia comes across into the NATO territory? What's going to happen then? And this kind of thing. Well, we're finding out, aren't we? We're finding out exactly what Russia is capable or not capable of, as the case may be.
Well, Russia's trying to add 300,000 people to their military, and any time you have to do something like that, you aren't doing very well.
You're not doing very well. It's an obvious act of desperation. My question, Captain, is how long can Putin really last with this? There's got to be forces inside Russia, inside the Kremlin, that are going to say, we got to cut our losses here at some point. This is just not going to work. Because no matter what, let's just say they eliminated Putin tomorrow for sake of argument in some way, shape, or form. He was deposed. It's going to take years. A lot of years, I think, for Russia to even try to get back a little bit of credibility in the international community. It's going to continue to be a pariah.
Well, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, this brings in the idea of energy and this kind of thing. We've learned a great lesson here. We can't put our eggs in one basket, at least in terms of Europe, right, in terms of getting energy into to heat people's houses during the cold winters. Something has really changed. In this relationship with Russia, that's fundamentally different than it was, not just even a year ago.
Well, Zelensky had suggested that any Russian talk, of negotiations is only a delaying tactic, and, talked about, their actions, that Russia's actions speak louder than their words.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, as we started to go through this this invasion, there was the idea that, well, there could be talks and Putin will just take the eastern part of Ukraine. That's really what he wants. And Zelensky's always stood very firm. No negotiation, no giving up land. But one of the things they will try to do is they'll try to say that many of the people living in some of those regions really want to be Russian, and they'll use that as a pretext for either larger military action or try to get something happening on the world stage to say, you got to let us have this.
Well, we'll see what happens, because nothing is going to be easy here. And I just don't know where this is going to go, so I'll watch it just like you will.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, we got the music coming back, so hold that thought, folks. We're going to be taking a break here, and then we'll come right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is the Thursday morning edition. That's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope that you can see that when you wake up, because it is a great day to go out and do whatever it is that you might want to do. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is condemning Russia's nuclear threat against Europe.
This world should see these outrageous acts for what they are. Putin claims he had to act because Russia was threatened. But no one threatened Russia. And no one other than Russia sought conflict.
This was during his first UN address since the beginning of the conflict. North Carolina authorities are still on the hunt for a 17-year-old suspect facing charges in a double murder of Devin Clark, who was 18, and Lyric Woods, who was 14, over the weekend.
And I heard about close to 10 shots going off like an automatic.
David White, who lives just feet away from where the victims were found dead. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
All righty. Now, my good friend, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos, I was at his office yesterday and had my normal checkup. And, you know, it's a good thing that we're going when I go and keeping the time frame the same, because they found a problem that was developing with my right knee. Now, of all things, my right knee. And it was swollen and it was red. And there was some sort of infection that was trying to work its way into the knee, the joint, which is what I had the problem with my left foot and my right ankle as well, my right foot. So I got a shot, and there was some stuff that he put right into the joint, and it felt better right away. And he gave me something to take for it, an antibiotic, which I am taking. And it's feeling a little bit better right now. But, boy, oh, boy, I'm telling you, what's next, right? What's next? But the point is that he was one doctor out of, I don't know, probably six that I went to see. And the rest of them was just like nobody could really figure out what was going on. And it was kind of simple, you know, hey, my ankle is swollen, my foot is swollen. It looks like there's something going on down there. I've got some scar tissue that's busted open, so those are wounds, and They got to be healed. You got to put new skin, something. All right. And I knew that much about it, but he went right to the root cause and did what he did and pretty much brought everything under control until yesterday. This was a minor setback and not a bad one, but it's okay. It'll be okay. So you got to check him out. And again, you heard the spot. People come from all over the country to see him. He is located in St. Pete at 6707 38th Avenue North. The name of his business is Advanced Podiatry and Health and Wound Care. His phone number is 727-896-4615. He is taking on new patients, 727-896-4615. Remember, he specializes in wound care of the leg and foot, also diabetic foot care, also limb salvage and general podiatry. And, of course, he's got the hyperbaric oxygen-certified system, which is something that I got involved with, and all it does is help you. All it does is help you. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. So, Mr. Kyle, what do you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely, that's a good word. Listen, the Harvard-Harris poll says the voters say Trump has outperformed Joe Biden by about 2-1 on key issues in America.
Well, that certainly lines up, you know, with the idea that most of America believes that America is going the wrong direction. It's on the wrong track. And it doesn't, you know, take much to remember back a very short period of time ago, relatively speaking, that things were on the right track in America for opportunity, for the economy, for our national security, for our border security, on and on you could go. And everything seems to have gone the opposite direction now.
And New York Congresswoman Tenney is calling on Biden not to renew the COVID emergency coming up in November. I said it was November. It's actually October.
Well, right. The whole idea, of course, is that there is no emergency right now.
No.
You know, there are people that get COVID. You still have some organizations that require COVID testing to do certain things and mm-hmm. so forth, but that's starting to drop off. And nobody thinks that this is a major problem at this point, although you could still get COVID, conceivably, but it's not happening en masse.
Well, don't forget, there's one guy that says we can't get rid of the COVID not so fast. He's little Dr. Fauci. And, of course, we'll see what happens there. We'll see who wins out on that one.
Well, right. Well, I think people have sort of tuned out Dr. Fauci at this point. You know, they look around. They see that the emergency has passed. There isn't any evidence that going out and living your life normally without a mask on is somehow now dangerous to do. Nobody buys that. You've got some true believers. I still see people wearing masks when it seems like I don't understand why they are, unless they have some other underlying medical thing that they want to try to protect, which is understandable, and they can do that if they need to. But in terms of mandating it or you know, having it be a social norm now, it's not that way at all.
Yep. Now, a gentleman by the name of Tommy Evers, the Democratic governor of Wisconsin, is calling for the state legislature to initiate a referendum on the state's 1849 abortion ban, according to a press release. Now, that's going back a long, long ways to change the law, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. You know, this is going to be part and parcel of what we're going to see in terms of when the Supreme Court sent the abortion ruling or the concept of abortion, legalizing it or not, back to the states. Yes.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens, because it's not by any stretch of the imagination, it's not a done deal yet, so we'll see what happens. By the way, with only 9 GOP votes, the House passed the Presidential Election Reform Act.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed to be able to get that far with this house. That's really something. And we'll see what things may change dramatically, of course, in just about, what is it now, 47 days.
Yeah, and these people that some of them that voted for this were people that aren't coming back that voted
right.
for them. So
right.
I'm not surprised.
Well, exactly. And obviously, the midterms are coming up, but the real focus following that is going to be on 2024, on the presidential election. And I think, Captain, one of the major questions that the president's not going to be able to avoid following that is, are you running again? And I don't think they'll be able to deflect it very easily.
Well, he's not answering the question yet.
No, and he can't, because let's just say he says, no, I'm not going to run again. Well, he's a de facto lame duck. To a
yeah.
great degree, he is already.
Did you see him, by the way, talking about lame duck, did you see him on the stage when he came out in New York City, and he had no idea where he was at or what he was supposed to do, and he even went as far as to try to walk off the stage, and one of his handlers came from way on one side of the crowd to the other side of the crowd to get him to stand still so that they could introduce him and get him up where he was supposed to be. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I did end up seeing a clip of that later on, and it's really concerning. If any other American president sort of wandered around like that, looking like they didn't know where they were or what they were doing.
He looked like he didn't know where he was or what he was doing. You're right. He looked like
right,
that.
Right, right. So that would trigger immediately this notion of, well, should the cabinet start thinking about the 25th Amendment here? I mean, or at least, at the very least, there would be some pretty serious questions asked of the press secretary about the president's well-being.
You mean Frenchie?
And rightly so. Well, it would be rightly so, wouldn't it? They would, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, if you have someone who's displaying this kind of behavior, that's a huge concern.
Well,
if it was your grandpa, you'd say, oh my gosh, what's wrong with grandpa?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But, you know, watching him yesterday, it was really an embarrassment, and Jill was nowhere to be found, so she couldn't direct him along.
No. Exactly. And that's what happens. If people look to their leaders to be, to initiate and be self-starters, not to have to be directed somewhere on a regular basis.
Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means that we're going to be going to break. So you stay right there. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, too. So hang in there. And I shall return. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Kyle, that's Aerosmith, Standing on Shaky Ground.
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah, it's absolutely, it really rocks.
It's beyond good. It's outstanding. All right, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, thank you, Captain. We're continuing to see a lot of rain in the state of Colorado tonight. This is going to be near Denver. It looks like it's approaching more into Denver proper here from where we were last hour, but certainly down I-25.
All right, you're losing your battery again or something.
Hey, Captain, can you hear me?
It's the same. It's a very low audible.
All right. How about now?
Nope. Do it again.
All right, Captain.
All right. Call me back. We'll do what we did last night. I'll get started, but I'll wait for you to call me back. Okay, that happened last night. He's got something going on there. All right, well, we do have another storm system coming in, southern part of Washington State and the northern part of Oregon. So keep that in mind when you look at everything. Okay, Kyle, you're back.
I am back.
Better.
That's right.
So, better.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's good. I'm glad. A little technical difficulty, but not going to stop us.
Get a bigger hammer.
That's right. Yeah, so we do have rain around Denver, a little bit down I-25 near Colorado Springs. A lot of the rain staying west of I-25 tonight. But if you're heading out I-76, out towards Nebraska, you're going to have rain the entire way and across the border as well. So you want to be aware of that. We've also continuing to see rain up in Montana and parts of northern and central Idaho, especially Missoula, Helena, also Butte and Bozeman. Billings, Montana, also you've got rain coming across the roadway there. So one other quick thing that we do want to tell you about. We do have that freezing temperatures heading down 395 in California, stretching from about Susanville all the way down to about Mammoth Lakes, almost all the way to Bishop. So be careful out there.
Well, we've got a freeze warning tonight across most of North Dakota and the northern part of Minnesota over towards Duluth, and it is a freeze warning. There's also some frost mixed in there, but the further north you go towards the Canadian border, the colder it's going to be. And we've got in the upper peninsula of Michigan, we might have some mixed rain and snow going on there right now because it's cold enough to do either one. But I'm not really seeing what it is, but it does look from a temperature standpoint that it's cold enough to do that. Now, coming on down to San Antonio, we've got a little bit of fog down there. We've got some fog over by Houston and over towards Beaumont, and then it hopscots around down to the Texas-Mexican border. We've got a little bit of fog around New Orleans again tonight. And this storm and these hurricanes that are going up the East Coast, they're further away than the East Coast, but they're creating some problems right now, rip tides and big, heavy pounding waves for Virginia and North Carolina and South Carolina. You've got some real problems there now. And that's only part of the situation because behind these systems that we've been telling you about all night long, I'm going to get into what's coming next, if you will. We have got Fiona, who is moving north. It's a category, looks like it's a strong category 3, borderline category 4. Right now, 130-mile-an-hour sustained winds. You've got Gaston that's moving off towards Europe, and the winds are 65 miles an hour. That's a tropical storm. But we've got this big disturbance, number one, and it is going to come down what we call the slot, which is going to bring it into the Caribbean. And from there, I do believe this has the potential to develop into a major hurricane. And by the looks of it, it also looks like as if it has the potential to come into the Gulf of Mexico. And if it keeps going the way it's going, that's what it's going to do. And along towards the early part of next week, we could very easily see a major hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico or not very far away from Florida. So you got to keep your eyes on this one, and you got to start preparing. There's a 90% chance that this is going to be a big-time storm. Now, that's the first one. That's the first one. So here we go with the second one, which is out a little bit further north and not all that. It's probably a week or so away behind this one that I just told you about. This is tropical disturbance number 3. It's got a 30% chance of development right now, but it is certainly following a higher trajectory, but coming over our direction as well. And then you've got tropical disturbance number 2, and that has a 50% chance of developing. Right now, if it developed, it would be off the coast of Africa, and it might drift around over there for a few days, which is not necessarily a good thing, because, of course, we've got the Azores over there that could wind up paying the price for this. But eventually that is going to come to the west, and don't know where it's going to be in relationship to the other ones. So we've got 1, 2 named storms, a third one that will be, a fourth one that will be a few days down the line, and a fifth one that looks like it will be a few more days down the line in the Atlantic right now. So be careful and get ready for whatever's coming, folks. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. Real quick, we'll jump over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got a very active Atlantic Ocean right now that's getting even more active, if that's possible. All right.
I see that.
Yep. Oh, boy. Yep. Okay, now, the Federal Reserve raised the interest rates yesterday by another 75 basis points to cover inflation, to cool, rather, inflation concerns. I'm not sure it's going to do anything. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's going to hurt people that are trying to get into the mortgage business, buy a house, affect people, though, that have credit cards. And those that have credit cards are using them because of inflation, that's going to put more salt in that wound. So,
yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know why they did this one.
Well, the next one coming is supposed to be 100 basis points in November. That was talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be even worse if that happens. So, you know, I realize that's the logical way to do this, but it puts a lot of people in positions that most anybody would not want to be in. Okay.
Yeah.
I hear the music coming up in my ear, so you hang on. Folks are coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And remember, this program is all about we the people. And we the people run the show. They don't work for themselves. They work for us. Us, I'm telling you. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.